You are now on the site of the Cap Negre battery. This rather isolated military fortress is built on a rocky promontory which juts out to sea. It overlooks the natural harbour of Brusque, which was, from ancient times, an important landing point for boats. At the end of the 17th century, faced by the arrival of a large English fleet, a guardroom was set up on the tip of Cap Negre. The guards prevented enemy ships from getting into the natural harbour. In the 19th century, renewed tension between France and England led King Louis-Philippe to completely reorganise the batteries on the Mediterranean coast. It was thus between 1846 and 1850 that this small tower, Tour Réduit, also called a battery, was built, replacing the guardroom. In 1853, the battery was equipped with three cannons and three howitzers. But defensive strategy changed as fighting and military equipment evolved, along with the creation of lighter, more accurate, and more maneuverable artillery. In 1880, the battery was abandoned in favour of the Fort of Six Fours. Now take a look at the architecture of this fortification. Square in shape, it was built into a ditch so that it could not be seen from afar. A battery is a place both for living and for storage, and this one was laid out for about 40 men. The artillery, no longer in existence, would have been set out around the crenellated tower, which was composed of two levels, topped with a terrace. The first level, situated just below ground, contained the ammunition, powder stocks, as well as the kitchens and food stores. The second level was roughly on the ground floor. It was composed of two vaulted rooms which housed the men. As you can see, the walls are pierced with shooting slots for close combat. And finally, the roof is topped with a terrace. Its crenellated parapet, provided with gatehouses and doorways, served as a location in case of attack from the ground for the howitzers, a type of small cannon.
This battery is composed of basalt stones, rocks dug out of the ditch and broken into small pieces. The whole is reinforced in the corners by dressed limestone. The openings themselves are of brick, so as to avoid the danger of flying splinters under enemy fire. In 1853, the battery was equipped with three cannons and three howitzers to prevent enemy ships from entering the natural harbor of Brusque. The second half of the 19th century was marked by the rapid evolution of armaments and the arrival of artillery, which was easier to carry and more accurate. The battery was abandoned in 1880 in favor of the fort of Sifour, situated above the ancient village of Sifour, very close to the collegiate church of Saint-Pierre. Today, this tower houses a center for historical interpretation dedicated to local maritime activity and to the military past of this ancient fortification. A permanent exhibition displays casts of marine graffitis discovered around Sifour-les-Plages, as well as models of Mediterranean ships and a reconstruction of the way of life of the ancient coast guards. Don't hesitate to visit it, as well as the current exhibitions.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.